The American military death toll in Iraq has climbed past 2,600. Army Specialist Thomas Barbare was in Iraq just 4 weeks before he was killed in combat. His parents and three brothers say TJ, as he was known, was a history buff. From member station WYPR, Mary Rose Madden has this profile.
In the D.C. suburb of Gaithersburg, Maryland, Thomas Barbare's family gathers in their kitchen. A friendly pack of dogs lays at their feet. Bagels, coffee, and photos of TJ in his military uniform are scattered on the table. The family is trying to put together a eulogy. Everyone seems to emphasize the thing that made TJ, in his father's words, an acquired taste, his dry, sarcastic wit. And his mother, Carol Barbare, tells everyone about a letter TJ sent to a relative a few weeks ago, describing what his life was like in Iraq.
It started out, she was reading it to the kids, and she said, "Oh," he said, "it's just like sleepaway camp. We have bonfires, and we roast marshmallows and make s'mores." Yeah. He was always talking like that. Silly.
More recently, she received a letter from her son that was a bit more serious.
We got a letter from him yesterday. He said, "I just talked to you a couple hours ago, but I couldn't tell you too much about, you know, the mission that I had." And he said, "But they'll be over before you get this letter. I just want you to know not to worry. It's going to be easy." And the very last thing he said, "I can't wait to be home." And then he put three dots and he wrote, "said for good."
Everyone at the table talks about TJ's great intelligence. He was reading encyclopedias in the fourth grade and had an unusual knack for remembering military history. But after high school graduation, TJ joined the volunteer fire department in Rockville, Maryland. At the 3rd Engine Firehouse in Rockville, Robert James worked the Monday shift with TJ. He describes his friend's favorite outfit.
Shift started at 5 o'clock, right? TJ used to come in here at 5 o'clock with his army coat. He had like one of them army fatigue coats, a button down the side. He actually wore the coat on calls. You know, he wanted everybody to know he was an army man.
That coat, along with his aviator sunglasses, was a typical uniform for TJ. It was part of the reason no one was surprised when he announced he had joined the army. In fact, his interest in the military went back to his childhood. He loved war films, and there's even a photo of him dressed in camouflage for his 7th birthday. Fellow firefighter Jimmy Seeby says the fire department and the Army have something in common.
The basis behind why a lot of people do it is the camaraderie. We're all like a family here.
Seeby was often TJ's partner driving the ambulance on emergency calls. He says TJ was there when you needed him.
He'd always find a way to calm all the stuff if there was a serious event. He always made it a joke to make us feel better.
Now the Barbary family is retelling some of those jokes as they remember TJ. For NPR News, I'm Mary Rose Madden.